Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and Belgium have announced plans to restrict travel from the UK. A coronavirus relief deal was reached in Congress Sunday. The House and Senate were expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. It contains temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The president is planning another trip to Georgia to help keep Washington, D.C. a two-party system. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has the details.
President Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday that he will visit the Peach State the day before two Senate runoffs in January for control of the U.S. Senate. Trump saying, as badly as we were treated in Georgia by the Republican governor and Republican secretary of state, we must have a massive victory for two great people. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face off against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff on January 5th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias into an area housing the U.S. Embassy in Iraq killed at least one local civilian and damaged the embassy compound, according to U.S. diplomatic sources. Eight small rockets launched by Iranian forces specifically targeted the Green Zone, according to Secretary of State Michael Pompeo. He strongly condemned the attacks in a statement released Sunday. Pompeo called Iranian-backed militias the most serious impediment to helping Iraq return to peace and prosperity. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The fight against COVID-19 gained strength Monday as the second vaccine by Moderna starts distributing nearly 6 million doses. Not to be outdone, Johnson & Johnson is poised to become the third vaccine. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase on Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine begin to be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekerar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
SC Johnson is a separate privately held company and has never had any family or business connections with Johnson & Johnson. SC Johnson does not manufacture or sell pharmaceutical products. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And you can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. We try to make it easy. And, of course, we've got all the audio tracks of interviews of all these great, exceptional experts that we have on the show as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Feel free. Download, listen at your own convenience, share it with your friends and neighbors. That's what it's all about. And, you know, just keep the cards and letters coming in. Dr. Warren Farrell is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with him, American political scientist, activist, and author of 7 books on men and women's issues. He initially came to prominence in the 70s as a supporter of the second wave feminism. He served on the New York City Board of National Organization for Women. Of course, recently most known for his just stellar book on the boy crisis. Dr. Farrell, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I was looking forward to this morning.
Well, Dr. Farrell, last time we talked, you were in meetings, planning meetings with the White House to discuss the boy crisis. You and I have not had a chance to talk about that since the interruption of COVID-19. Do you have an update for us?
Yes, unfortunately, the update is not a good one in the sense that they did not have a chance didn't take the chance to do a major presentation, which was planned for October, on the boy crisis and why it was affecting boys. I think it was a bad political move, frankly. I mean, aside from being something that would really have been helpful to about 20 million parents that are dealing with their boys falling behind in either school and especially in reading and writing, which are the two biggest predictors of success, and also in mental health issues, especially with dad-deprived boys, as we remember from our last discussion.
Right, exactly.
That was really the single biggest predictor of mental health issues, including suicide. So they were very excited about it, President Trump did not deliver the presentation on it that he was apparently considering doing.
Well, I want to be a voice of encouragement for you to keep it up like anything else. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer fight, and you've got the facts on your side. These are things that are needed. Meanwhile, organically at the ground level, that doesn't stop us from getting the word out, and you've continued to be an asset to our audience and, making them aware of what is going on. And then, of course, on top of all this, we still have to deal with COVID-19. And sometimes, this is what suffers, is when the focus becomes on something that is urgent and of an emergency nature. But let's not forget that the boy crisis is also an emergency crisis, is it not?
It is, and it's being as you implied in your note to me. It is being aggravated by COVID, and which is one, you know, A, terrible, but B, it also opens up a great many opportunities that I'll be happy to share with you. You know, can be used as many crises that within the framework of a crisis there is opportunities that arise. Yes. And I think one of those is that that many dads, as we know, are staying at home or having to stay at home for reasons I don't need to get into here, but you know, that are COVID related or directly and indirectly. And so the family is discovering the value of dad's time as opposed to just the value of dad's dime. And that's really important for the entire family, but it's especially important for boys because when I did the 14 years of research on this, on the Boy Crisis book, you know, I over and over again came up with all these developmental problems that occur when boys do not have significant father involvement, and particularly contact that allows father's leverage. So, for example, roughhousing, as we talked about last time, has a great deal of connection to the father having the making the bond with the boy or and the girl children as well, and from that bond, because the kids love to roughhouse, the father can say, you know, you can roughhouse, but you can't, you know, hurt your sister, hurt your brother, and you know, that type of thing, and that and that requires of the child empathy, thinking of the brothers and sisters' needs, not just its own need to win in the roughhousing.
Exactly.
And so that is the beginning. That is connected very strongly to the development of empathy, and so that's one example. Another very important example is family dinner nights. Family dinner nights, you know, we've seen the data on the importance of family dinner nights, but there's a distinction in the quality of those family dinner nights that turn into family dinner nightmares versus those family dinner nights that are where the parents know how to make sure that electronics do not dominate at the table or even appear at the table. They are not a family member, and that the family dinner night is used to create what I call E pluribus unum, that one from many. And the family dinner night can accomplish that by having one person at a time talk about his or her day, and or a topic like, you know, are boys treated better than girls or girls treated better than boys in schools? What do you think about the future of boys? What do you think about sexual harassment? What do you think about the politics? And if you have one child at the table, you know, who's a strong liberal, and another child at the table who's a strong conservative, and knowing how to give each of them their due. And by their due, I mean listen to what they say, not with arms folded, not with eyes rolling, and then after they speak up for only maybe 3 minutes, that somebody else, one or two other people at the table, have an opportunity to say, you know, Jimmy, what I heard you say is this. Without, you know, Jimmy, what I heard you say is this, with an attitude or the family teaching the children how to sort of say, make the first effort to make sure that the person who speaks up, parent or sibling, brother or sister, do not feel that they are being put down by their attitude and their feelings, but rather that the other family members are required to work on saying, you know, what I heard you say was, did I distort anything? Did I miss anything? And so that each family member feels that no matter what her or his perspective is on something, that before they will be disagreed with, they will be fully heard.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And that's, you know, that's so important for the family, because so many times boys, you know, they just feel like they can't be heard and they withdraw into video games or drugs or, some type of destructive relationship with a gang or friends is more negative, and girls will just talk to other girls as opposed to talking to their family. And the E pluribus unum is so important because it sort of gives the children, each of them, feeling that they're pluribus, they're many in the family, but they're unum, the family is one, that is here to support each of you to be your unique self, rather than your family is here to tell you what to do all the time. Telling, of course, children what to do is important, but it's important that it not be in isolation from hearing the child's perspective first without judgment.
Yeah, nobody's going to get canceled. Unum is the first principle that we hold to. The other thing that I hear loud and clear from you is that we need to understand first before being understood. And talk about the expansion of that concept of empathy, whether it's roughhousing or just listening to somebody else. I mean, it's almost like this is hand in glove, and this expands that concept of empathy even further. We've got more from Dr. Warren Farrell. Stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Working with local missionaries in Mozambique, the Tide Ministry recently began broadcasting a program aimed to train pastors to diligently lead their congregations. The program also serves to deliver the gospel to believers and those who have yet to believe. After hearing a broadcast on John 3:16, one listener shared that he had never been taught about God's saving grace. And he encourages the Tide Ministry to continue its broadcast so that others may learn about Jesus and accept salvation as he did. It's edifying to hear from listeners who are touched by the Tide programs. Pray that more believers will be uplifted and that those who are not yet Christian will be open to hearing the gospel message and beginning their own journey of salvation.
To learn more about how the Tide radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez.
Davis, live.
We also want to keep the spirit of empathy alive here on Phil Martinez. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Warren Farrell is with us, the author of The Boy Crisis, Why Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Empathy is so key here, Dr. Farrell, especially in this COVID-19 pandemic war that we're in the midst of. I mean, at the end of the day, I would think that, you know, speaking of UNUM, that we want to be focused on first principles. Where are we heading? Even in the midst of this, what do we want to hold on to? And I would say, as you pointed out, the things that are most important, like family, the father-son relationship, father-daughter relationship, and empathy is required on all sides, you know, from the father as well as from the children, the mother as well. This is all one circle of life, so to speak, that needs to understand that at the end of the day, nobody's going to get kicked out of the club here. You know, we are family. We need to, as you say, so importantly, hear the other side and allow that voice to be heard. Because time and again, that's what I hear is the biggest frustration, whether we talk about broken marriages or, dynamics, failed dynamics that are taking place with kids at home and, you know, domestic abuse and all this, that, you know, the core of this is people not being heard. And then we start acting out in a misbehavior sort of way that is not beneficial for all concerned. One of the things that I hear, Dr. Farrell, especially from dads, is going, I've been a dad a long time, but I don't know how to do this. I'm spending time with my kids now. I'm, in a sense, forced to spend time. Some might initially look at it instead of, as you said, as an opportunity. But how do you maximize that time? And how do you answer that question for the dad that says, gosh, you know, I haven't been doing this, but how do I do it now? And how do I do it in a way that, little Johnny doesn't think that, I'm just being an affect here instead of really trying to be, you know, do something meaningful with them.
Absolutely. I think the first thing that almost every dad can take advantage of this opportunity of being more at home, if that's the case, is to understand what are the nine differences that dad style parenting usually incorporates versus mom style parenting. So, for example, we often say that moms have unconditional love, but dads are often more critical. Well, dads usually are more critical, but that's not because they don't have unconditional love. They have unconditional love, but part of the way dads tend to parent is to say, is to have conditional approval. I have unconditional love for you, and part of what that incorporates is my okayness about enforcing boundaries, not just setting boundaries. So, for example, mom and dad might both say to a young child, you can't have your ice cream until you finish your peas, and then mom will, and the child will almost invariably try to test and see how many peas it can, how few peas it can eat right before it gets his ice cream, mm-hmm. Mom will tend to say, but mom will tend to be more directly empathetic, saying things like, oh, I see you had a hard day at school. Okay, you don't have to finish your peas this time. You can have your ice cream because I want to make sure you're taken care of, and we don't get into a big fight over a few peas. But most mothers don't know that in the process of doing that, what they're teaching their child is that they can manipulate a better deal by sort of appealing to some aspect mm-hmm. of their empathy and manipulating that to get a better deal, to get their ice cream sooner or not to have, without their peas at all. Mm-hmm. Dads are more likely to say some version of, sweetie, you can't have your ice cream. We made a deal here. The deal was that you can have your ice cream, but when you finish your peas, well, I tell mom I've had a bad day, she lets me not to have to finish my peas. Well, that's mom. This is you. You can also continue to cry and whine and complain, and then there won't be any ice cream tonight or tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And right. So, oh, you're so mean, Dad. You're so mean. Mom's not like that. And then the child will try to go to mom and sort of and manipulate better deals with moms. But when the father and mother are sharing what the value of that boundary enforcement is and how, when the children know how how to do something they don't want to do, like eat their peas, before they get something that they want to have, like eat the ice cream, that creates postponed gratification. And postponed because the child doesn't just get what she or he wants the moment that she or he wants it, and they can't use manipulation and tears and things like that to do that. And so that postponed gratification becomes the biggest single predictor of success or failure in the non-academic mode.
Say that again, because this is huge, and people need to hear what you said. So I just want you to say that one more time about the importance of postponed gratification.
Yes, postponed gratification is the single biggest predictor of success or failure in life. And it's not just the success at the actual activity. So, for example, your son may be good at basketball or music or at acting, but if he's not rehearsing the lines, not rehearsing the plays for basketball, not rehearsing for music, the dream of being a musician or whatever will be very much encouraged by the mom. Mm-hmm. But if the child does not have a rule, but if the child does not have the discipline to accomplish that dream, then the child becomes disappointed in self and becomes afraid of even going back in, after two or three failures, is afraid to even open his or her mouth about what they want to do, because they're afraid of just being mocked for saying that and then failing again. So that then is not just leading to success or failure directly at the activity, but also leads to a type of depression, and particularly with boys who don't speak about these things nearly as easily and openly as girls do, the boys start to withdraw and they tend to act out. And by acting out, I mean they withdraw, for example, into the video games or when it comes to boy-girl time, into video porn, because the girls don't date losers, they date winners. Yes. And so when boys feel they're going to be rejected because they haven't succeeded, then they start fearing that the only way that they can have access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection is through pornography. The problem is that there's many problems, but pornography tends to addict your brain to getting dopamine, which is the feel-good drug, from seeing women at first naked and then in this position, that position, and getting more and more exciting. And so when he finally has an opportunity to get with a real-life girl, the girl feels like she's being treated like an object from the porn movie, rather than as a real-life person, because he hasn't developed good social skills to sort of listen to her, talk with her, value her as a person. She feels that withdraws, which only proves to him that he's a loser. And so a lot of this starts from that not being trained to do what he needs to do before he gets what he wants to get, and therefore the lack of postponed gratification that leads to that cycle that, in its worst case scenarios, can lead to depression and suicide.
Why has this been so greatly ignored?
That's really, I think what has happened is that we've done a good job expanding women's roles for the last 50 years and saying, if you're a you're a girl, you go girl, the future is female, you can be whatever you want to be, and mothers have been with girls increasingly. But what has happened in the last 50 years also is that there's been an increased amount of permission for divorce, and when there is a divorce, the children that do the worst are the children that don't have at least an equal amount of contact with their fathers after divorce. And there's been an increased amount of permission for women to have children without being married. And you can take an argument on the marriage: is marriage important? Is marriage not important? But let's say if you're arguing that marriage is not that important, to people living together is just as good. You're wrong.
Yes.
Two people.
Because once you have kids, again, first principles change, don't they?
The first principles change. change. I am a strong supporter of women having freedoms, but the moment you make you make use of that freedom to have children, you make a commitment to putting the children's needs first. When you and I made this commitment to do the show, I made the commitment to not put anything else before that show. That didn't take away my freedom. It gave me the freedom to reserve this time for you and I to work together.
And I'm glad you made the good choice.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and Belgium have announced plans to restrict travel from the UK. A coronavirus relief deal was reached in Congress Sunday. The House and Senate were expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. It contains temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. And, well, I'll tell you, we got a real treat for you. Molly Baz is going to be joining us. She's a recipe developer and cookbook author. Are you ready? Okay. I thought I'd get your salivary glands going early here, because for many, this holiday season and upcoming new year is going to look different than previous years, admittedly. According to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, some 69% of Americans are unlikely to travel for the holidays or into the new year. Despite staying home and not being at large family gatherings, it's still possible to connect through culinary traditions and keep that good energy leading up to and throughout the new year. Recipe developer and cookbook author, as I said, Molly Baz will be in the kitchen. She's here in the kitchen to keep your family culinary traditions alive through the holidays and how to cook healthy in the new year. Molly, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, walk us through, how do we keep these culinary traditions alive this season in spite of, you know, what we're dealing with this pandemic? I just want to, you know, just mock this pandemic and put a little attitude against it and bring in some joy of the season against what this pandemic has been doing to us.
Yeah. Going home for the holidays, but I have been working on a recipe in my kitchen that is going to be my go-to Christmas cookie from now on, and it's a salted Biscoff meringue. So I don't know if you've ever had a Biscoff before. It's a cookie butter that is swirled into a marshmallow-like crisp meringue. And it's a really cool recipe because it uses mostly pantry ingredients, things that you have on hand at all times. And the only equipment you need to make these is a large bowl and a hand mixer. I made this particular batch, which you can't see, but I'm looking at, and they're looking very delicious, with a KitchenAid cordless hand mixer, which is a new, cool appliance that I've just added to my collection of appliances that is not tethered to the wall. So cordless meaning you can walk around your kitchen or even take it into the living room if you wish.
Exactly, singing Christmas carols all the way through the hallways and enjoying the music of the season. That is awesome. How did you come up with this idea? Did you like wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and said, "Hey, I need to put these ingredients together, and I've got this, you know, this remote mixer. I can make it work." How did you do this?
You know, I've always loved meringue cookies. They're one of my favorites. I kind of feel like they're an overlooked cookie. So I knew I wanted to bring back a meringue this year. And I also know that Biscoff, that cookie butter in general, is just one of the most delicious things I've ever had. So I figured why not use those two things.
Exactly. Well, you know, as you say, this has been an interesting year, and because we've had a little bit more time at home, it really has made for an opportunity for us to be a little bit more creative, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think that, you know, people are in their kitchens more than ever right now, and so I think it's a really good time to kind of take a step back and look at your pantry and look at the equipment that you have and be a little bit thoughtful about how you're stocking your kitchen, especially around the holidays when we're doing lots and lots of cooking. So I always recommend that people keep a very baseline number of pantry staples. So olive oil, kosher salt, fresh peppercorns that you can grind freshly, not the pre-ground stuff.
Right.
Lots of fresh herbs in the fridge and lemon, those kinds of things that you can lean on through the season as you're cooking. But then beyond that, I think it's also just a good time to kind of go into your refrigerator and purge yourself of any of those condiments in there that might be expired and replace them with new ones, because having a good arsenal of ingredients to lean on will help you to cook more healthily as you move into the new year.
Exactly. And I like your approach in terms of, you know, preparing the pantry for a healthy new year. Okay, we'll get through the season. We might, you know, trip and fall a little bit and might say, hey, even going into it, say, well, I'm just not going to eat that many cookies. I'm going to back off on some of the holiday treats. But, you know, those are always the best plans of those that try to remain fit and firm through the holiday. But, you know, we're starting a new year. And as we do, hey, check out the pantry and look at it in a way of, you know, kind of a healthy New Year's start to everything, right?
Totally. I think that no time like the present to kind of do a quick gut check and a refresh of your pantry.
Yeah, without a doubt. So how about some fun and unique recipes that every age group are going to enjoy?
Well, okay, so beyond the Christmas cookies, the other thing that I've been making a lot of is this red chimichurri sauce, which is actually a recipe from my cookbook, Cook This Book, which is not yet out, but will be out in April. And it's like a spicy, smoky kind of condiment that can also be turned into a marinade. And it's just like a great thing to whip up, throw in your fridge, and have on hand, whether you marinate a pork chop in it or serve it over some roasted sweet potatoes or turn it into a salad dressing, whatever it might be. It's just one of the kind of pantry staples
Well, Molly Boz is with us, recipe developer, video host, cookbook author, a weenie dog lover, and Caesar salad enthusiast with a lifelong love of cooking, eating, teaching other people how to cook. I mean, look, it's all about the joy of cooking because, you know, where there's the joy of cooking, you have the joy of friendship. It just seems to go hand in hand, doesn't it, Molly?
I agree.
So what kind of holiday parties have you planned in this era of COVID? I mean, are we going to be doing some virtual holiday parties at, you know, through your home?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be gathering with anyone other than my immediate family, but I'm super bummed not to be with my parents over Christmas. So I think that Christmas morning will probably be one extremely long Zoom session.
Yes, right.
The other, so we can stay connected with our parents.
Well, and you know, and this is the thing that I'm hearing across the country, Molly, I'm sure you probably as well, is that people are making most of the most they can out of the situation because, you know, this the one thing about holidays and you know, Christmas and New Year's and this time of the year is that it's a time where loneliness can creep in. And, you know, the elements are there to kind of keep us isolated. But Zoom, you know, Zoom contacts, any way that you can contact people. It was interesting. We had a guest that talked about how they were doing some, you know, holiday cookies and just dropping them off, kind of a ring and dash type of thing, where they just drop them off at the front doorstep of, and especially for those neighbors in their families that are older and, you know, because they're feeling the impact of this loneliness probably more than the rest of us.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing you can do, which is something that I've been doing, over Zoom. So I have done like breakfast or dinners with my parents at home over Zoom so that mm-hmm. I feel like we're still together, even if there's a screen in between us.
Yes. And so, and you can hear your parents in the background. Wait a minute, too much paprika. Back off on the paprika.
Totally. Turn down the stove.
Say, hey, who's the chef here? You know, leave me alone. Hey, so what other fun and unique recipes you got up your sleeve here? We've got about a minute and a half left.
Let's see. Another thing that I've been making and loving recently since we're right in the middle, I guess right at the end of Hanukkah, is are these leeky latkes. So they are potato latkes where you swap out about half of the potatoes for leeks. And so the leeks get nice and caramelized and kind of sweet. And it's just like a different, fresh take on the latke that I've been loving this year.
Oh, wow. That's great. I love it. You see, you know, the one thing I know you... In your situation, because you do everything, you do radio, you're doing video. But what I love about radio is you get the theater of the mind. The imaginations that you are steering up right now and talking about the recipes and all these fun ideas to our audience is really a blessing. And I cannot thank you enough for, you know, coming on the show and being so open and exciting, you know, to share these ideas with us. Molly, where can people go for more information?
So for more information about the cordless earlier, you can go to KitchenAid.com and it's all right there.
Well, Molly Boz has been with us, and Molly, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays to you and the family. Pray you make the most of it and receive all the blessings and the fullness of this season. Okay?
Thank you so much. The same to you.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. U.S. small business owners remain resilient as they navigate an evolving business landscape brought on by coronavirus. According to a new Bank of America survey of entrepreneurs across the country, 4 in 5 businesses stayed open in some capacity amid shutdowns, and 1/4 took steps to reinvent themselves. Looking to the future, entrepreneurs anticipate a favorable post-pandemic environment in which small business will return to being the backbone of the U.S. economy. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners across the country continue to show great strength as they tackle unprecedented challenges brought on by the pandemic. It is particularly inspiring to see the way entrepreneurs have adapted their businesses to meet the needs of their communities, from clothing stores creating reusable masks to distilleries shifting operations to produce hand sanitizer. As we look towards recovery and the path ahead, I am confident that small business owners will continue to innovate, grow, and fuel our economy.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai complimentary maintenance program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and tis the season. Let me tell you, I love this time of year. You know, regardless, COVID, we muck COVID. I'm telling you this, Dr. Ted Bear. We just muck the heck out of it because we're going to continue to live free and love God and love one another. Ted Bear is with us, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, and always an honor to have him on the show. Hey, Ted, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well. You know, this is wonderful that you love this time of year, but for those of us in the Hollywood world, they dump all the movies. At Christmas Day, you've got about four or five big, big movies opening. I remember on Christmas Day, you know, having to leave my house, go over and see The Godfather 3, News of the World, which we're going to talk about, opens. We are flooded by movies. So at the end of the year, there may, you know, it takes a couple of hours to review a movie. When you take a couple of hours and a couple of hours to write it and a couple of hours to edit it, it's about a 10-hour process. And when you get all those movies at once, I think Hollywood has its own attack on Christmas, but it also has a lot of positive Christian Christmas movies, so I don't want to be too negative about it.
Speaking of the season, though.
My favorite Hollywood.
What? Yeah. Well, speaking of this, what can we anticipate? Because, you know, the movie houses are down, theaters are down. You know, of course, they're streaming. They're still, you know, some of the movie houses and the production companies are holding back product because, you know, this COVID thing. So what can we anticipate this holiday season?
Well, you know, Hollywood doesn't hold back product from streaming. Now, you know, we're going to we can talk about it now, but, you know, Disney has decided that, and Warner Brothers is releasing movies at the same time on HBO Plus as they are with, you know, in theaters, like we have a link to watch Wonder Woman, which everybody's watching,
right,
and News of the World that we're going to talk about. But there's no money in the streaming world. In other words, if you were taking a family of four to see, you know, a big Pixar movie or whatever that's coming out at Christmas time, at $10 a ticket, maybe $7.50 for the kids, you'd be spending about $30, $40. So
right,
that's why you get Frozen making $14 billion, or one of the guys that taught my class, he made $14 billion on his movies. So, but when you get to, in fact, friends of mine, another person who taught the class recently, my How to Succeed in Hollywood class, did Dune, and he's done a lot of the big movies, and they released them at Christmas time. And if Warner Brothers is going to, if they're suing Warner Brothers, because the economics does not work. If you have a streaming and everybody's paying Disney price, $6.99, you can have 30, 40 people watch
exactly
a movie for $6.99, and you haven't made any money. So they announced a long time ago, Milan made $32 million. Well, $32 million is pathetic for a $200 million movie. They have to make $500 million to break even. The crazy part about all this is that investors think this is a good idea, that Disney's making less money. But here's some streaming movies. Christmas on the Square with Dolly Parton, which has an evangelistic tone to it, and actually got somebody being saved. The Christmas Chronicles 2, made by a friend of mine, which is good. Operation Christmas Drop. Jingle Jangle, which is a good movie. It's not very Christmas, but it is at Christmas time. The Princess Switch, which has a lot of Christmas stuff. Miracle and Christmas Animal, you know, Christmas with a Crown, a very country Christmas. Now, I can tell you that these movies are going to do well in terms of viewers, but they're all the same plot. It used to be that the plot was, Bill, that there was some wealthy guy and he had to go back to his hometown and he fell in love with a waitress. Well, now the plot is that the girl is a wealthy girl. She's an interior designer, or she runs an art gallery in New York. Something happened. She has to go back to her main town. Her mother thinks she could get married to the big man in town, but instead she falls in love with a plumber who's got his shirt off at the, when you meet him. So all these Christmas movies have a similar plot.
Has a shirt off, you can smell him, or even right there, you can.
So it's all the same plot. But, you know, News of the World, which is coming up, which we were going to talk about.
The Tom Hanks movie. Yes. Wow. Yeah, tell us about it.
And it's a very interesting movie, because my father starred in 62 movies, but about 12 of them were cowboy movies, and that's what he was remembered for, Bob Texon, the first Texas Ranger. This is a traditional Western, the one-man Western. You know, I could see Gary Cooper in this, and here it is, Tom Hanks. And there's this, you know, German girl who was captured by the Indians, who could no longer speak English because of, you know, the plot crisis at the beginning. You know, he gets caught with this girl. She's run away. He finds her. He takes her to the soldiers who are now Union. He was a captain in the Confederate in Texas Army. I mean, this is a really strange thing, but it's
right,
a positive view of different people. And he has to take her back home, and of course he runs into robbers, he runs into Kiowa Indians, he runs into all this stuff. And it takes place around the, you know, from all the way from Wichita Falls to the Hill Country. And my family settled the Hill Country in the 1820s, so I have the same stories. One of my aunts was taken by the Indians. She was partially scalped. She escaped when she was about 9 or 10 years old. She never spoke English until that time. So I have the same stories in my life. It's a really powerful movie. I don't know how it's going to do, because he's done two or three powerful movies this year, and they're more personal with Tom Hanks. He does,
exactly.
You know, this could have been Gary Cooper. This could have been any one of the famous cowboy stars. It's a wonderful movie.
Is there anything that Tom Hanks can't do? I mean, the breadth of his talent.
Yeah,
I've said the guy could play. He could play an eraser and make it an eraser exciting. I don't know. I mean, he's amazing. how gifted he is.
Well, he is amazing, and he's amazing because he's like Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart was an everyman.
Yes.
And he can be everyman, and he's got that, you know, loving but intense look to him, especially with this girl. So you know that he's in charge, but he's still loving at the same time. Of course, there's a lot of things he could do. He could not do. He could not play Superman. He couldn't play Wonder Woman. Half these characters. You know, he's found his niche. And this movie, although it's coming out from Universal Pictures, which is a big company, it's done by his company, Playtone, which has done some really fabulous, fabulous movies. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, Ted, what do you think about, you know, some of these artists? I know Tom got drew into a little bit of the politics. And I hated to hear that only because I want to see Tom as an everyman. That's my own perspective, and that's selfish of me. Certainly has every right to his own opinion. And as incendiary as the political environment is right now, I want some of these stars to stay away from it just so that they can, you know, stay out of some of the fray. What do you think?
First place, Tom Hanks, when he talks, and we've talked to him often, you know, talks about being converted by Campus Crusade when he was young.
Right.
He talks about his faith. He goes to his wife's Greek Orthodox Church. So there's always Christian content in his movies. Greyhound was very pro-patriotic, but, you know, I understand the diversity here. You know, the division between one side and the other. I'll give you an extreme example. One of my sons, who's very Christian and very reformed and very dedicated, he runs a ministry in Australia and Tasmania on top of Mount. He leads people to Christ. He has students from all over the world. And he talks to them about, and then he emails me and he says, you know, we talked today about loyalty. They said, why do you have to be loyal? So he has to explain basic concepts to these Chinese and French and German kids who no longer have any Christian values at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's living in paradise. If you look it up, that island off of Australia is considered one of the 9 top destination places to go in the world. It is absolutely gorgeous. Wow. It has had no COVID for about 9 months. It has no lockdown at all. And in fact, it's so few people. And my granddaughter, my first granddaughter by his family, was 501,000 people. We thought she'd be the 500,000th person born in Tasmania. So he doesn't see the need for the police. Because they know, what do you need a police when you got 26 acres on top of a mountain? And he doesn't see the issues that we see. And I tell him, you know, in California, one of my friends runs ADT. And there's crime all over the place in Los Angeles. She comes to our events and she says, you know, she's exhausted. She's the head of ADT for the region.
Yeah.
And some poor older Jewish family was robbed and killed in a terrible way. And this happens week after week after week because, you know, Los Angeles and the Valley and stuff have moved away from funding the police, which is stupid. So we have a different point of view toward these issues. And when you're making millions of dollars and living in a bubble, you get a different point of view.
Yeah.
And so I think what we need to do is understand that this division has gone on for a long time. I mean, look at Jefferson and Adams. They hated each other.
Right.
And, you know, that resulted in, you know, duels and everything else by Hamilton. And it was a disaster. And then look at Lincoln. If you've been to the Lincoln Museum, they have a whole gigantic room about all the attacks on Lincoln, calling him an ape, calling him an idiot, calling him a fool. He was hated. You had the Civil War. Half the country hated him. But it's interesting.
And he's going, thank God there wasn't social media at the time.
Well, the media was against him. And Jefferson, as you remember, that was the Zinger case that gave the media immunity, because I'm a lawyer. He sued the Philadelphia paper, Zinger, who was the publisher, for publishing false information. And the Supreme Court said, and they'll say it again and again, Zinger has the right, because it's your public figure, to say anything they want about you.
Founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Ted. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be talking to you next year, buddy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.